Hold it, lift it up. So, okay, we're on. We're in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's the first thing. Yeah, and we're on Tes Amud Beis. Okay, fine. That's good. I'm good. Okay, we're up to Netiyas. We're up Orla. Okay, so Ula Netiya. We're about 10 lines up from the bottom. This is going to be familiar formats, which we're used to. So how do we know Orla is in Tishrei? Minolam. Says, Dichsiv, says, Shalosh Shonim Arelim. There'll be 3 years that the fruit will be Orel, it'll be covered up. You're not allowed to partake it. It's Osrin Hana, Uchsiv, and it says, Uvashana Haravis. And also it says, Uvashana Haravis. And one of our favorite words in this Masechta is Shana. So, Yom Yolif, we're going to have a Gezerah Shava now of Shana Shana. Mitishrei, you learn it from Tishrei. Dichsiv, Mereshis Hashana, from the beginning of the year. Oh, so there's the Gemara, but we've got another Shana. The Ligmor, Shana, Shana, Minisan. Why don't we learn the Shana, Shana, Minisan? Dichsiv, Rishon, Hu, Lechem, Lechotshi, Hashana. It's the first one to you for the months of the year. So that's the Gemara, like we said earlier. Donim, Shana, She'ein, Imachadoshim. We learn a Shana that doesn't have months mentioned with it. Mishana, She'ein, Ima Chadoshim. With a Shana that doesn't have in it Chadoshim. The Ein, Donim, we're on, good morning, we're on Tess Ahmed Bey's about 5 lines up. The Ein, Donim, Shana, She'ein, Ima Chadoshim. We don't learn a Shana that doesn't have it in Chadoshim. Mishana, She'yesh, Ima Chadoshim. Okay, so basically we have a Shana over here that doesn't mention Chadoshim, and we're going to learn it from Tishrei, which also doesn't mention Chadoshim. Okay, Tanur Abadu, we're going to brise up. Echad and Ateya, where the person plants a tree, Echad, a Mavrich, somebody who bends over a pre-existing tree in order to create a new offshoot, but Echad and Malkiv, somebody who grafts a tree, Erev Shvius, before Shvius. Okay, so if it's Shloshim Yom, if they Rosh Hashanah, if it's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, okay, so I suppose at the end of Av, okay, also lo shana. Then it's considered a year. Also lo shana means it's considered an oil a year. 1 month over here, 30 days, it's considered an oil a year, and you already knocked off 1 year. Okay, and the second point, umutta lekayim b'shvius. If this is, it was the 6th year now, and the next year is going to be shvius, if it already like basically got a month in, then it's considered you didn't plant it in shvius, and that's going to be okay. Now, pochos mishloshim yom, if you planted it within less than 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, then yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, also lo shana, it's not considered an oil a year, so you have to wait all the next year because it is an oil a year. But also the kaim b'shvius, and also you can't use it in shvius because it's like as if you either planted it in shvius, and it's also less than 30 days before. Yeah. Now, in a case where he did it in the right way, even if he did it right the way, a Peirus and the Tiazu, but the Peirus of this tree, Asurim ad tu bishvat, okay, im la'orla, orla, I'm going to explain this, im la'ravai, ravai. What's this tu bishvat over here? Because we just said the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. But like this, at the end, sin is at the end of the day, you can't deny that this is a tree. And we know that the Rosh Hashanah for trees is Tu Bishvat. So if the budding happened before Tu Bishvat of the, right, let's say we got to the third Tishrei. So you would think it's after 3 years, it's already going to be Neter Avoy, or let's say you got to the fourth Tishrei and you're going to think it's already Mutter to do whatever you want with it, but you've actually got to wait till Tu Bishvat. So if it budded before Tu Bishvat, it's still Shaykh to the previous year. And it would still have, if it was Orla, Orla, and if it was Nitzar Ravai, it would be Nitzar Ravai. So basically, so the minimum time that a person would have to wait for Orla, let's do this. So basically, we said that if you planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's 1 year. Then you've got 2 whole years. And you may have thought that would be end of Orla, but no, you've actually got to wait till the next Tu Bishvat. So you save about half a year. And then it's going to be a Ravoi. And then if you wait till the next Tu Bishvat, it will be past Ravoi. So So Mihani Mili, where do we learn this, the latter point from, that there's this extra bit on the end of the year? So Amar Bichia va'aba Amar Yochanan. And some people Matu Bar Mishmeid Rabbi Yanai. So Amar Korah, it says in the Psukim, it says Ubashana Ravis. Yeah, it says and in the fourth year. So basically, it was referring to oral in the pasuk beforehand. And sometimes in Ubashana Ravis, there's still Shayach Orla. And that Ubashana Achamishis, that's carrying on in the pasuk a little bit later on, it says, and in the fifth year, I mean, it was mentioned Orla, mentioned Netter Ravoy before, so even in the fifth year, you could have Netter Ravoy. So it's going to speak it out. Palmim Shib Ravis, sometimes in the fourth year, but Adayim Asura Mishum Orla, it's still prohibited because of Orla. And Palmim, sometimes Shib Achamishis, Adayin Asura Mishum Ravoy, it's still Asa Mishum Ravoy in the fifth year. Why did it say Parmin? Sometimes, because if in the fifth year, yeah, it budded after Tu Bishvat, then it's fine anyway. Okay, now Lema Deloy Kerebi Meh. The brisa that we said of just the beginning of this year, that we said if it's 30 days beforehand, yeah, that we say it's considered a year for whether for oil or for shvis. This seems not to be like Rabbi Meir. Why? De'i Rabbi Meir, ha Omar, he said the following. Yom Echad B'shona Choshev Shona. His opinion is that one day in a year is considered a year. D'tanya, we're going to prove that. Par ha Omar B'Torah. When it's stamped, when it says a par in the Torah, so a par in the Torah, is, which we're going to see, is supposed to be 3 years old. And how does one become considered three? So according to Rabbi Meir, it's like this. Ben Esrim V'Arba Esrim v'arba chodesh, 24 months, yeah, and v'yom echad, one day, divrei Rabbi Meir. So as long as you got 2 full years and 1 day, that's considered 3 years old. You've just got to get into the third year. Okay, that's it. Is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Meir. He's more machmir. He holds ben esrim v'arba chodesh. You need 24 months and an additional shloishim yom. You need 30 days. I.e. that he holds that 30 days in a year, well, basically 1 month in a year, is considered a year. Now, we're going back to explain Rabbi Meir, which is going to speak about the different kinds of cows in the Torah, or bulls. Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Makom Shenemar Egel. If it says the word Egel in the Torah, it's Stam, it's Ben Shana. It's in the first year. If it says Ben Bakar, then it means Ben Stein. It's 2 years old. That's by the Beluim. Par, if it says Par, is Ben Shalosh, is 3 years old. And we know that Rabbi Meir, 3 years would be sufficient if it's 24 months and 1 day. So we're saying, so it seems that this Bryce that we had earlier that said you need a month in order to be considered a year is not like Rabbi Meir. So no, the Gemara says no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir, you could say it's Rabbi Meir. Kika Oma Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir said his opinion, Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana, that was different. That was talking about soft Shana. So there, we can say in a soft shana that 1 day is considered a year. Aval b'tchila shana lo, but in the beginning of the year, to start off, you need the full year. 1 day is not going to count. It's not enough. So basically, we're saying it's different. Over here, seeing as it's the first year, we're not going to count 1 day. You need 30 days. And over there, when he said that 1 day counts, that's at the end. But wait a second. Amarava v'lav kal v'choymahu. Haven't we got a kal v'choymah to say basically that the beginning's like better than the end? Okay. Umma nida anida. Somebody, a woman who has tumas nida, she'ein techilas yom oilala, that you don't count the beginning of the day b'soifa at the end. So what does that mean? You don't count the beginning of the day at the end. That means anida, as far as the Torah is concerned, yeah, is she's tamei for seven days. Whether she sees once, so she's tamei for the whole duration of 7 days. And the last day, yeah, she has to wait the whole day out. She has to. She can only toivel in the night time. So if she has the last day, we can't say it's like a bit of a day, and then she can already consider the eighth day. We don't say that. She's got to wait till the end of the seventh day and go to the mikvah on the ninth, on the eighth. So let's just read that again. Amar nida she'ein techilas yom, the beginning of the day, right? Olalav asofa, meaning the beginning of the day of the seventh, doesn't count for the whole seventh day, and she's got to wait till the night. Sofa yom, but the beginning of the day, olalav techilas, the beginning of the day, That means the first day of any cycle, which you saw blood, that, even if you saw 2 minutes before Shkia, that would already consider a day, it would knock it off. So we see that in the beginning, a little bit of a day is considered a day. Yeah? And over here, at the end, a little bit is not considered a day. So now, let's apply that to our case. So Shana, over here, with the units of Shana, Shiyom Echad Oilullah B'Soifah, that here, if one day works at the end of the years, meaning that you have 2 full years and then a day, that, so, Kol Shekein, Eino Din, isn't it a Kal V'Choymer? Yet Shiyom Echad Oila B'Tchilasa, that one day should work at the beginning. So if you had it like one day before Tishrei or whatever you count for the cows, yeah, and then you had another 2 years, that should could be another three. So here also. So Ella, my, okay, Rebbe Elazar. So what's your suggestion then? Fine, you just proven to me that it can't be Rebbe Meir, right? Because he should say that one day in a year is considered a year. So you're telling it's Rebbe Elazar, but if that's the case, Shloshim Ushloshim Bayi, you're going to need 60. You're going to need 2 sets of 30. So what is, we're introducing a new concept over here, right? Because of not only does that the halacha here, there's also taking root by which we're going to show. Detanan, we've got a Mishnah. Ein noitin, you can't plant. The ein mavrichin, and you can't bend over in order to create a new growth. The ein marchivin, and you can't graft. Erev shviis, pachas mishaloshim yom, before 30 days, lifnei Rosh Hashanah. And the im nota, if he did, the hivrich, hirkiv, yaakov, you've got to uproot it. It's not as, okay. So that would let that stamp. Look, that's Rebbe Meir, okay. Well, we'll see. Rebbe Yehudoi Meir, he says, kol harkova, she'enu kuletes, begimul yomim, any harkova that doesn't take root within 3 days, shuv enu kuletes, is not going to take. It's not going to take grasp. It's not going to grasp. So you need basically 3 days to grasp, right? And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Shtei Shabbosos, you need 2 weeks to take root or to take hold. Okay, so basically we've got a month, we've got 3 days, and we've got 2 months, two weeks. Ah, Va'ama, commenting on this Brisa, Va'ama Rab Nachman, Ama Rabba Bar Avua, the Divrei Omer, the opinion that said Shloshim, it's not just Shloshim. You Tzorich Shloshim v'Shloshim. You need 30 and 30. Why is that? Because here we were talking about that you need 30 to take root, but there's also the halachic year, so you're going to need another 30. So that's going to be 60. And the Divrei Omer Shloisha, and the person who says that it takes 3 to take root, you're going to need Tzorich Shloisha v'Shloshim. You're going to need 33 altogether. And the Divrei Omer Shtei Shabbosos, you're going to need 2 weeks. Tzorich Shtei Shabbosos and Shloshim Yom, you're going to need 2 weeks and 30 days. So the best we can do, if we want to, right, the closer you get to 30 is Inami and or Inime Inema Rebbe Yehuda. If you don't want to say it's Rebbe Yehuda, who says that the minimum is 3 days, Sovelay, it's going to need Gimel the Shloshim Bayi. It's going to need 3 days and 30. So it's going to be 33 days. So basically, we can't make sense of this price. So what's this 30 days over here? So Ella, so we're going to retract. Le'olam Rebbe Meir really is Rebbe Meir. V'chik amar shloshim. When that it said shloshim in that price over there, it meant it's leklita. It's talking about taking root. That's what we're focusing on. We originally thought it was a halachic year. It's not true. That 30 over there was it took 30 days to take root. Oh. But then, so the Gemara says though, ihachi though, if that's the case, true, very good. But shloshim ve'echad bayi, you're going to need 30 days plus another day because you need your halachic year. So you're going to need 31. You need 30 days to take root, and you're going to need an extra day for the halachic year. So it should say 31. So it all still doesn't make sense. So answer the Gemara no. Kasavil yom shloshim. No, the 30th day, which when it actually takes root, is oyla lekan lekan. Basically, the beginning of the day will be, or it works, but whatever, it's going to be considered the last day of taking root, and it's going to be considered the first halachic day, i.e. it was planted for a day, which equals a year, and then we're saying that Brisa is Rebbe Meir. Says Rebbe Yochanan, I'm a Rebbe Yochanan, v'shnehem, both because we've got machlokes over here. Rashi says Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Elazar, who they argued with the halachic year, if it's one day or if it's 30 days, yeah, is mikra achad darshu. They come from the same pasuk and they learn it in a different way. So it says with regards to the mabul, it says vahiba achas sheshim oishana. Okay, it was in the 601st year, berishon, in the first day of the month, in the first month, sorry, ba'achad l'chodesh, in the first day of the month. Okay, so it's 601 years, in the first month, on the first day of the month. So Rabbi Meir Sofer, he holds, b'de'ikati yom echad hu, since just the first day of the year, da'ayah that came in, b'shon, into the year, v'kar kari, la, and the Torah calls it shona. It relates to it as a year. So Shema Minah, so you see, hear from this, by the way the Torah relates to this, it's Yom Echad B'Shana, it's Chashuv Shana. One day in a year is considered a year. Okay. But Edak, what would Rabbi Elazar tell you? He's going to say, Iksiv, if it would have been written in the following way, B'Sheish Ma'ois V'Achas Shana. Are you taking the Achas and you put it, flipping it over to the side and put it by the word Shana? Could it come out? Because it would have said the word one and Shana together. But Hashdah, that it's actually written to Chsiv, Ba'achas first, it says one, B'sheish ma'ois shana, and then 600 years. Shana is Asheish ma'ois kai. Shana is, there's a prefix, Aleph, upon. The Sheish ma'ois kai is going on. The Shana is going on the Sheish ma'ois on the 600, but it's not going on the one. So you can't say the one is like a year. Oh, my achas. And what is achas? What does it mean? It means the aschalsa the achas, ka'ama. It's the beginning of the first year of the 601st year. Oh, so that's why he doesn't learn like Rabbi Meir. So, but why does Rabbi Elazar hold learn like he learns? So like this. Rabbi Elazar says from this is how he learns. My timer, Dichsib, it says in the same pasuk, it says, Burishon ve'achad l'chodesh. So he said, Burishon means in the first month, right? In the first day of the month. So, midi'akati yom echad hu, Da'al b'chodesh, is one day that came into the month, v'kar kari la'chodesh, and the Torah calls it a chodesh, a month. So shema minah, yom echad b'chodesh, that one day in a month is chashuv chodesh. And then he's going to apply that now. So basically we've just received that one day in a chodesh is considered a chodesh. So umidi yom echad b'chodesh, chashuv chodesh, one day in a month is considered like the unit of that, the klal, of the greater thing, is considered a whole thing. So shloshim yom, which is like a month, which is a unit of a year, is chashuvim shana. It says chodesh lemenu yom. A chodesh is to its unit, which is one. Okay, yeah, and also a shana lemenu yom, and a shana is also to its unit. So basically, a unit of a month is a day, and that one's considered a month. And a unit of a year is a month, and that will be considered a year.
Okay, we'll stop here.